Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge call. We're glad to see y'all here today. And a special person sharing, as always. I don't always introduce Skip, and I'm not going to give a big introduction, but I don't tell folks this often enough, but Skip actually worked as a front, going to communities, make an impact. Sometime he'll have to share this story for both the Clinton and the Bush administrations up there in Washington, D.C. So he's got some great creds and comes with just a wealth of experience. Depth and taking Jesus right into the midst of a pretty challenging place at times. So anyway, with that introduction, take it away, Skip.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I don't know if anyone has ever been to Hawaii. When you're in Hawaii, there's this drive you can take going down to Hana. And it's all these winding turns and this beautiful landscape, beautiful waterfalls. It's incredible. But it is also a challenging drive. On one side, you have the mountains, and on the other side, 200, 300 feet down, the Pacific Ocean. And on these dirt roads, you can drive. And the journey is just challenging. When the signs are out and the signs say, slow down, listen to me, you slow down. When the sign says, do not pass, yeah, you don't pass. And as I'm reminded of that, I think of what we're going to look at this morning around the journey of life can be that same way, challenging. And this morning, the verse out of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 12 says, and I, the teacher, was king of Israel, and I lived in Jerusalem. I devoted myself to understanding and to explore by wisdom, everything being done under heaven. Wisdom. Only if you make wise choices, you're going to have some regrets. And I think this morning, for many of us, the regrets of our lives can be traced back to where, man, even in business, we made some bad choices. Accidents can be traced back to that unwise choice someone made. And because of it, they're still suffering the consequences of it today. And this morning, as we're on this call, there might be some that are saying, Skip, I'm still dealing with some of the consequences of maybe unwise choices that I've made. And the real question is this morning, how do I minimize those regrets? How do I minimize those choices? And so for me, real quickly, what is wisdom? I love Solomon because he's one of the wisest men known to mankind. If we had more time, I could unpack Solomon. But here I want to give us two things and I'm done. What is wisdom? Wisdom is this idea of understanding, getting knowledge, gathering truth. For us to have wisdom, we need to get the full understanding of an issue. There are probably many folks on this call this morning, man, you are wise. You've gathered all this knowledge and stuff. And yet the second part of this is, you can have that knowledge, but it then says, not only do you need to navigate life successfully, you need to chase wisdom, but also in this text, it says, wisdom then needs to be applied. You need to apply that truth to a decision. This morning, I want to challenge us that we can be chasing wisdom, chasing learning, chasing finding all this understanding, and that is awesome. And that folks on this call, man, you can have all of that wisdom, but if you're not applying it, you're not applying that truth to a decision, you're unwise. And this morning, my challenge, and even for myself, I was on a call and someone said, oh my gosh, Skip, I love having you on the call. The wisdom you bring to these Bible studies. And I'm sitting here with a big head. Oh man, I like that. And God used Solomon to humble me, going, Skip, that's great. You can have all this truth. Are you applying it? the challenge for me this morning is I'm chasing everything but wisdom. And how do I know that? Look at my phone. I'm chasing Facebook. I'm chasing Google stuff. I'm chasing Snapchat. I love them Auburn Tigers, and I'm chasing to see who scored, who did what. And yet real wisdom comes by us chasing truth, and the only truth that can be found in God's word. So this morning, as you're on this journey and you're being challenged, chase wisdom that can only be found in the truth of God's word. And as you do that, you will be able to really go forth and be the edge.